T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Buchanan before the show.
Listen, I know it's only 3 days or 3 games into the season and everything, and I don't want to overplay this, but oh my God. Everybody gets out of work early today.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup rematch against the Washington Capitals tonight. What time does that thing start? 4:30, 5 o'clock?
Somewhere in there.
Yes.
Yeah, I know it's I know it's in that region. Thank East Coast, 3 hours.
Thank you. That's helpful. Nice. Look on an app.
I'll find out real quick.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
I got it. But seriously, it's you know, if you're a Golden Knights fan, man, I saw one of our buddies who tends to be a little salty on the news anyway. And he's trying to be nice about it. About how it's been, you know, a rough start. 5 o'clock our time, puck drops. And he's trying to be nice about it, but you can smell the negativity. You know who I'm talking about, too.
Mm-hmm.
Spence knows. Because I believe those two have a little text bromance during the show.
Huh.
I do. I've gotten wind of this. They have a little text bromance.
Oh, okay.
You might want to let him know, stop being so salty.
Yeah, okay.
Stop being so salty about the Golden Knights. It's 3 games in. They got 3 injuries. Everybody settle down.
And by the way, there's a good chance they're going to lose tonight. The Caps, they scored 13 goals in 2 games.
Yeah.
Are you saying this to, like, reverse juju things? Is that, like...
I have no control over anything.
It's science.
I wear clothes hoping that somehow cosmically I will help with a logo on it. But no, I have no control. It's just you analyze what's gone on so far.
Yeah, that's not juju. That's setting folks up to just be let down easy.
And yeah. Or me to be let down easy, so I'm not upset later.
Yes.
Probably more than that.
Yeah, but I mean, but how fun is this, though, again, that this is, I mean, really, it's on everybody's mind today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. There's 2 things on everybody's mind. Taylor Swift, oh, my God, last night at the AMAs.
Oh, my God.
Even if you didn't watch... You know this happened. If you've taken a look at anything yet this morning, I know it's early. But yeah, it's Taylor Swift at the AMAs last night. It's the Knights playing freaking Capitals.
Yep.
And then, yeah, that's it.
There you go.
I called a friend of ours in, Kelly, who we talked to during the, you know, when we talked to the Tommy Show last spring, they got fired. They got fired the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, the company decided to go a different direction.
Oh,
with the radio station.
I did not know that.
Oh yeah,
man.
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh,
they decided they're going to be classic hits, 102.7 The Drive, DC's classic hits. Yeah, or something. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
because the world needs more Bon Jovi.
No,
we've not gotten enough of REO Speedwagon in our lifetimes.
Right.
So they got let go. But so I called just to check up on our buddy Kelly yesterday. Right out of the chute, she starts talking smack about the Golden Knights and Capitals. And I'm like, good to see your priorities are straight.
Got to hang her hat on something.
Glad to see that you're still in the game.
Listen, the Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It helps if you turn that on. I've gone back and forth on whether I would divulge this information or not. I've decided I'm gonna.
All right.
Okay.
For a long time, since we've done Spence's Challenge, I've often thought it would be fun to have, like, theme days. Like, to have questions fall under, a Jeopardy category.
Okay.
You know, to go, all right, well, today's gonna be, you know, blah, 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 countries that end in O, you know, or whatever. And I thought that'd be fun. In the back of my head, I've always said one day it'll be great to have a celebrity name game edition because, you know, a lot of times you go down, you write questions, it's just about people.
Right. Yeah.
But it's never worked its way all the way out where I could say, hey, today's a celebrity name game edition of Spence's Challenge. Well, I'm here to tell you, and I figure because you're finding out at the same time everybody else is, and I'll say this again later, so folks know. Today is a celebrity name game edition of Spence's Challenge.
Oh, I like
it. Every answer, nice. Every answer will be a celebrity name. That's all. It just worked out. Why you give me that look? Were you trying to get in my head?
So, no, I have a question. So these are still names that are in headlines presently.
I'm not telling you anymore. No, I'm not. There are no questions. Unless we offer equal time to the P1s.
No, I'm not asking for the questions. I'm saying, like, standardly.
Is number one Clint Eastwood?
But it's stuff that's...
I can't try to come up with the weirdest, just Clint Eastwood.
But it's still stuff off headlines. It's not random stuff like...
Not trivia questions, it's pop culture.
It's not trivia questions. No, nothing else changes.
Okay, that's all I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you've asked too much.
Well, good. 725. Win some cash.
And the first answer is Clint Eastwood. We figured that out.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood.
Come on. That's funny.
A couple of years ago, they asked us to be a part of that housekeeping Olympics, and we couldn't work it out. Remember that when they asked us to do that?
Mm-hmm.
I forget what they wanted us to do. I think they wanted us to host it. But they do it during the morning. We couldn't do it. You know what this is?
What is it?
They have all the different casinos compete against each other, the housekeepers. They put together a team of their best housekeepers, and then they compete against each other in housekeeping duties. And it's a big deal. They got a few thousand people at Mandalay Bay Events Center. They get after it. I somehow want to find a way to be a part of that in the years to come. I was watching the highlights literally on the news. And they're going after it in like bed making.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And they're flying, getting it done and well. And it's I'm just saying it's these are just random thoughts that are crossing
you saw it
my
on
mind.
The TV.
Well, you know what? And that is the beauty of the before the show.
It's just before the show. It doesn't matter.
The first pick coming up in moments where you get the first pick of the prizes, including Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival tickets. Bonnie Screams, Kayla's going to be there Friday night. CW Prize Pack, $50 Visa gift card and a chance to win a 50-inch TV. Pretty good.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Monster Energy Cup tickets and a Fandango card to see A Star Is Born, and then you might get Lady Gaga tickets for the residency at the Park Theater.
All right.
How has your life changed in the last 5 years?
Oh, okay.
Kayla, dramatically.
Yeah.
You've done things that you would never ever thought of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Davey, you probably had an idea you were going down this path 5 years ago, but not this path.
Yes. Yes.
Things have changed pretty radically for me as well. You know, I mean, I got married 5 years ago. I moved.
Oh, that is true.
I've moved. I've done a lot of different stuff. That really, and then I kind of look back at it and I go, God, 2013 was pretty good. Jeez.
Right.
get back to that. And it was, good. And then I realized your boy Spence,
got the same chair.
That's your fault. That's no one else's fault but yours. Your own. I've tried to switch out that piece of junk.
That's not for discussion on the air. That's not true.
What?
You said you were gonna take care of it. That's why I left it to you, and that's why I have the same chair that I had 5 years ago.
Have I not brought a chair in here and you went, I don't want that one?
You didn't bring me one of these chairs.
Something like it.
Was it
at one point I tried to upgrade your chair and you were like, I don't want it.
No, I never
said that.
I'll
go with this one.
You remember you tried to give me the backup chair that's been sitting around here forever.
You were blinded by your
rage. I
wanted
a new chair like the other two new chairs. No, I have the same chair. You asked me what has anything changed?
Such a diva.
To illustrate the point that nothing has changed, I have the same chair.
I have the same chair. By the way, Spence almost died last night. And we will, and you know what? All be thankful that he is here with us today. We will tell the story in just a moment.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
As infuriating as the internet can be at times, sometimes it just makes me giggle. Oh my God, Post Malone cut his hair.
Yeah.
I like it.
Normal curly hair.
You don't care what I think, but you know, whatever. But how the internet just was in a furor about Post Malone cutting his hair.
Do you think that this is for his new movie role that he's supposed to take on?
Oh, the Netflix thing?
Yeah.
Maybe, but maybe.
Okay.
That could be. I don't know.
That was my only thought. I'm like, why would you get rid of your Dread cornrows.
He called him. He said he had dreads. That's what he said.
Okay.
But I don't. Yeah. I just think it's funny how everybody loses their mind about different stuff.
I'll tell you, I don't look at his barbed wire tattoo across the top of his forehead the same anymore because his hair just kind of hangs there over top of it, and I'm like, what? Your face just looks dirty now.
He's gonna be Well, and then there was a dude last night that literally, and I didn't even know, like it was one of those quick, I was in the middle of doing other stuff, and I just happened to glance up and I'm like, oh, that guy's crying. No, he just has tattoos around his eyes. I was like, I don't know. We almost lost Spence last night.
Almost
lost your boy. It's a good thing we can laugh about it today, or at least, you know, chuckle about it, chortle. Yeah, he's got a story to tell. And by the way, yeah, we've all done it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
All right, Dan, we're almost halfway there.
Yeah.
Doing good. We almost lost Spence last night. You all right?
I'm fine. I'll recover.
What happened?
I was on a run at night near Mesa Park up in Summerlin South. And while I went from street to curb, I didn't lift my foot high enough. And I took a spill.
Flat tripped on the curb?
Yeah, tripped on the curb. Went hands first. Scratched up my left hand. My other hand had my phone. Scratched my phone up. And then most of the...
Your new phone.
No, it's not new. It's the same phone. But...
didn't he say last week that he had a new phone?
No, not at all. I don't even remember thinking.
That was the other Spence.
Yeah. So, I got about a quarter size abrasion on my kneecap.
Sounds serious. Sounds like a police report. So, okay, there's a quarter size abrasion.
I rolled onto my back and I'm like, ah. And then I realized, hey, you're at Mesa Park. Get up, stupid. You look dumb.
You do. Well, you do that half second. It seems like you're down there for a minute or two, but you do that 5 second. What did I break? Am I still in one piece?
Yeah.
Wow. How dumb am I? Damn you, thick. You know what I mean? Were you going through that hole? You do that quick.
I did the quick roll onto my feet, the meant to be roll. I meant to do it.
Yeah, well, next show in 30 minutes. But you're okay. But no other damage? Just scraped up knees?
I was able to finish my run, but what an idiot. Pick up your feet, you lazy.
Worst.
You know what I mean, though? Because that's all. It's just being lazy. Lift your foot. It's a curb. It's a normal-sized curb.
And it is now, here's what this has done. It's like any other, it's like a lot of other things in life. It's now taken the joy out of that for you. Because now you got to pay attention. You know what I mean? For a while, you were doing fine. You would run. It would clear your head.
Yeah.
You go. It calms you down. You get rid of the stresses of the day. Now you got to worry about picking your damn feet up.
Right.
Now you got to worry about it. Now
I used to take running for granted. Just one foot after the other. Now I got to worry about obstacles.
Been doing it since you were two. Now you got to worry about tripping on the stupid curb. So for the next, like, I would guess probably 2, maybe 3 weeks, you're going to look like a gazelle at every curb. Doing. Like, his foot won't even be anywhere close to the curb.
I'll hurdle everything.
Oh, I hate it. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, bud.
We send a text back and forth and tell each other about our day so we could talk about stuff on the show. It's a good reminder for everybody and all that. I saw that, and I went, oh, man, it doesn't sound like much. But it really is. That's a big thing. It's like driving into my neighborhood. You got to stop. You got to stop going into the neighborhood. You come off the main street, go onto the side street. Then you go off the side street, go into the neighborhood. There's a stop sign to go into the neighborhood. I don't know why they don't make the stop sign for going out of the neighborhood, but that's not up to me. No one ever comes from the right. They never do. Most of the traffic is from the left, but right about the time that you let your guard down, here comes some a-hole barreling out of the neighborhood.
Of course.
Going too fast. Kids live here. You know what I mean? And then you almost pull out in front of them, and of course they give you the dirty look and the hands
How
up in the air.
How dare you?
Yeah, you're an idiot. You know that's what they're saying. Yeah. Stupid, you almost killed me.
You've got a stop sign, dummy.
That's it. You got a stop sign. Yeah, and then it ruins it for you because then you stop there. From now on, you stop there for like 10 seconds, which seems like an hour. You look. You look back the other way. That way's clear like it always is. And even if anybody is coming from the left, they're going to turn right. They're not going to run into you. Yeah. Then you look back. Oh, now you notice there's a bush there. Somebody should cut that bush down. Why is that bush there?
It's in my line of sight. Yeah,
that guy shouldn't be allowed to park there. That's the whole reason why I almost hit that guy the other day. It's not my fault for being lazy and not looking.
It's the bush.
It has to be someone else's fault. I'm going to call the HOA.
If you look hard enough, it's always somebody else's fault.
Of course it is. Of course. That's an old George Carlin bit. You know how that is when you're on the road? You're perfect. You're a perfect driver. But that guy in front of you, come on, speed up. What an idiot. Then the guy that goes flying by you, like, he's going to kill somebody, that guy. No, you're always the perfect
one. Of course.
It's always somebody else. First pick, with your first pick of the prizes, everything is on the board today at 702-364-9898. Oh, my goodness, I didn't realize what time it is, so we should probably get to that. Wait, why isn't that working? Hang on a second. Let me push this button. Let me try that again.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
702-364-9898. How has your life changed in the last 5 years? I saw it on social media and it got a bajillion responses. Now, for you, boy Spence.
I really can't contribute to the bit. I have the same chair.
You have the same chair. But you know how your life has changed? Golden Knights came in and changed everything.
Yeah, I will say that.
You now have a quarter-size abrasion on your right knee.
That's true.
On your right knee? Left knee.
Right knee, just on your below right knee. The kneecap.
Now I have a quarter-size abrasion on his right knee.
The Knights have changed. That's something where I'm like, this town is forever different.
How about when your wife worked on Maui for a year? How did that change your life and your relationship?
Well, when she came back, my girlfriend wasn't happy. He says because she's out of town.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah, and my wife. Really sucks for me. I guess there's been a few little changes.
I just think it'll be interesting to hear how, my God, I've lost my father. My father-in-law.
Yeah.
My wife had a serious, had a cyst.
You got married
on her pituitary gland. Yeah, if you go back, if you extend it out another few months, I got officially married.
Yeah,
and forgot to turn in the marriage certificate.
That's right.
So I technically got married three times. Crazy.
Yeah,
crazy. My stepmother was diagnosed and beat cancer with what may be an experimental treatment that'll change the world.
You are the PA announcer for the Aces?
Yeah, for the Aces.
That's insane.
I left UNLV and went back to UNLV in the last 5 years. I moved.
Twice, right?
No, just once. I was thinking the same thing. That's funny. You read my mind. I was like, did I move twice? No. But yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I started going to Seattle once a month.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, just it's weird when you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we get started with Davey.
Oh, right.
Davey's had three kids.
Three kids.
Again, if you're fast and loose with this whole 5 years thing.
Yeah.
But he's had two kids. How many kids did you think you were going to have?
Two.
You got three.
Two were planned.
Yeah.
The three.
Good for you.
We've moved. No, not very far, but to a bigger house, obviously, with the kids. I lost two grandparents.
Oh.
My dad's fought a brain tumor and multiple surgeries to do with the sinuses and brain. Several different times. It's been crazy.
Yeah,
if you really go back.
I'm interested. I'm super interested. 702-364-9898. How has your life changed in 5 years? Try to keep it to like a minute.
You know what I mean? Right, yeah.
We'll get that one call and it'll be like, all right, time for the final exam now. First pick is over. 702-364-9898. Let's do this.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
I saw it on social media. I just think it's fascinating. How has your life changed in the last 5 years, Kayla?
Oh, my God. So I moved here across the country,
yep.
Got a new job, started dating Buddy. We've been together for over 2 years.
Which, by the way, you had not had a serious relationship in.
Almost 9 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it had been, yeah.
Moved in with a dude.
Moved in with Buddy, bought a house, got a dog. Like,
You moved 3 times since you've been here?
Yeah.
You moved here, and then moved 2 more times, right? Yep. God, man. And a dog.
And a dog.
And you made
and
a bunch
of... And we're talking about getting another dog.
And a bunch of new friends.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
Uh-huh.
Even Spence, who goes, oh, no, my life hasn't changed. No. There's been stuff.
Yeah.
Nice chatting with you. Well, what are you doing?
I didn't move.
You found a new
good... got the same job.
Jenny, how has your life changed in the last 5 years? I'm done with you.
Oh,
Spence,
you kill me.
Well, I'm glad somebody else is enjoying it. Because we are.
I enjoyed it. Yeah,
let me tell you what just happened there, too. Let me get a look behind the scenes. He purposely will do that on occasion, where he just clams up and looks at me. Because he knows there's nothing.
Like, hello, say something.
Is there nothing I can do? Ain't nothing I can do about it. And he knows what he's doing. I know what he's doing. It's all good. it's all good. Okay. It's just that's just a little between buddies. Just a how's she going? Hey, Jenny. So how has your life changed the last 5 years?
I've had kids. I've gotten married, and I don't have date nights anymore. Like, I'm totally adulting, but it kind of. Not so much fun.
Date nights don't exist anymore, do they?
No, my date nights consist of, like, sitting on the couch and watching, like, The Walking Dead while my kids are coming up and down the stairs. Mommy, I want a drink. Mommy, can I have something to eat? Mommy, I'm like, yep, not watching this, just recording it.
I'm just, would you like us to send you a recording of this so you could play it for them at their graduation? let them know, Mommy loves you. Not really.
They don't drink anything all day long, but suddenly, just before bed, man, they become super thirsty.
Unbelievable. Russ, wow, man. Well, how's your life changed in the last 5 years?
It was about 5 years ago. I was just coming out of recovery from a lot of physical therapy and stuff from injuries I got in the military and mental health. I mean, 5 years ago, I thought I'd never work again. And then within the last six, about 2 years, I started lifeguarding for the county and now I'm back in computers, which like 5 years ago, I wouldn't have thought was possible. And that's then I've moved 4 times. And I don't remember what I said. The other thing was.
Amazing job. Davey got an amazing job.
Got an amazing job, yep. Davey says.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm back doing computers. I thought I'd never work again. Just with the depression and everything else and just making it all the way to here. I mean, it's crazy. And, oh, I did. The one I didn't tell Davey, but I was going to mention, and now I have 2 kids in college.
Oh, wow.
Dude, that's awesome. Nice.
I wouldn't believe that.
Yeah.
Oh, would you have kids when you were 3?
Right?
Man.
pretty close.
That's impressive. That's impressive. And Russ is one of those P1s that I like to think that, you know, like we know him a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of that. I didn't know any of that. Hmm. Man, that's awesome. Good for you, man. Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's a triumph. I probably should have had you go last, but that's all right. Karina, how has your life changed in the last 5 years?
Hey, guys. It's Karina, P1D1.
Hey.
Oh, I know you. Well, you've switched radio stations about 17 times.
Oh.
Ha. Ha.
So
now, for the...
conversation.
By the way, for the record, I tease Karina about that because on occasion, and I know it's hard to believe, on occasion other radio stations have prizes that are decent. And she'll go search those out and win them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's good like that.
And I've given her grief about it. I'm like, you're banned. And she's like, no. And I'm like, I'm just joking.
Because you guys are family, like, for reals. I love you guys. You're definitely part of, like, my whole change in 5 years because I have volunteered a lot for Toy Drive and all that within the 5 years. But I'd say, like, for me, like, what's changed a lot is home ownership, parenting, and also lots of travel. Like, I love traveling so much now. It's amazing. But the one thing that I told Davey was that I've learned to love Las Vegas. Like, for years, I wanted to leave here. But now I can say that it's home, especially after 1st October. So I've definitely learned to love Las Vegas more. I'm going to cry.
Yeah, and not for nothing. You've made, when you mentioned the travel part, I would also say in the last 5 years, you have gone from a place where maybe you couldn't have traveled as much before where you can travel now. I know you've had to fight through some tough times.
Oh, yeah, definitely within the last 5 years. The career thing has definitely been a struggle for me. So that's one thing. But I do love Las Vegas now. I do.
There's no crying at 6:23 in the morning. Because if you cry, I'll cry. So just don't.
I'm sorry.
Okay. We love you, buddy. Hang on one second. God, this is way better than I thought it was going to be. Hey, our buddy the fish, Brooks Slater.
Right?
I'll tell you what, in the last 5 years we met Brooks.
Yep.
Well, how has your life changed in the last 5 years?
So in the last 5 years, I had battled pain pill addiction for a long time, and September 13th of 2013, I made the decision to get clean and sober. And, you know, it's been a very grueling process, but it's, you know, my life has changed a lot since that. I told Dave, I met an amazing woman that I married in April this year, and this fishing program has taken off like I could have never imagined. And, you know, I 5 years ago, would have never seen my life where it is now.
I love this. We're doing pretty good.
For you, man. Yeah.
We're doing pretty good. If you ever think you're not doing so great, you're doing better than you think.
Yeah.
Way to go, buddy. We're proud of you.
Thank you.
You're the man. Oh, he's holding on to it, too.
Brooks got a pretty sweet nickname, too, so you got to have that.
He just got that.
It was the last 5 days. Yeah, sure.
He's got that.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We're going to play Who in the Room in just a minute. I'm excited. We love this game.
Okay.
You know, we get to find out stuff about each other. We find out stuff about you, what you think of us, and all that. So we'll have a contestant. They'll pick a number between 1 and 250. So, Davey, we'll let you be the contestant right now.
Okay.
Pick a number.
24.
24 on page 2. Who in the room can do the most push-ups? It's an easy one.
Oh, that's easy.
Spence.
Spence, yeah.
I can push up like a mother.
How many can you do now?
I don't know. If I had to, it would depend if I was in a competition.
Throw a number.
I can do 50 pretty easily.
Wow. I was going to say 40.
How many can you do?
Oh, maybe 10.
Really? I max out around 17 right now.
Okay.
If I get in the game, I could do 25, 30.
Okay.
When I was in good shape, I popped out 50. I was very proud, and I remember the day because I didn't think I could do it. I popped out 50 incline push-ups.
Oh, nice.
With my feet on the second step. Yeah, it was a while ago. Remember earlier when we talked about what's changed in the last 5 years? That. Dang, when you think about it, I've lost about 8 push-ups a year. give me another one.
35.
Who in the room still owns underwear bought more than 10 years ago? You.
It's show killer.
Yes.
Do you have 10-year-old
really?
Draws?
Probably only like 2 pair, but there's a really good, it sounds funny, there's a really good Nautica pair that I bought back in the day that had the nice elastic band. And they just now are starting to wear out. But I love the way that they fit. They're very comfortable.
Because they're broken in.
They're very comfortable.
I hear it. Guys, I think guys do that. How often do you switch out draws?
I have to switch them out pretty regularly because I run. So the crotch tends to...
You don't have special running draws?
No, they tend to get holes in them.
Kayla, how often do you switch out draws?
Pretty often. I mean, I'll...
Be specific. One year, 2 years, 5 years, six months?
No more than a year.
I have these. I'm trying to think of when I bought these underoos. Yeah, that's one thing that hasn't changed in the last 5 years.
Your underwear?
Same draws.
You buy good quality stuff.
Really good.
Yeah.
Do you just keep buying more underwear and not getting rid of the old underwear?
No, same ones. I bought... What was the last time you bought underwear? 5 years.
It's the stupidest thing.
It's the stupidest thing. No, they're Canadian. It's so me. You know? I was in Vancouver. I saw them. I liked them. They're called Two Under. And the company has blown up in the last 5 years. They're called Two Under. And I literally bought 20 pair. Or 10 pair.
That's funny.
12,
nice.
Something like that.
Yeah, but we like what we like. So
yeah. But it's to the point where now... They're starting to show where I was like, okay, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that would come up.
That's very funny.
Yeah, so we'll play Who in the Room, your chance to get a Fandango card to see Lady Gaga's new movie, A Star is Born, and maybe get tickets to see Lady Gaga during her residency at the Park Theater. And we will do that right after this.
Get up!
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Obviously, it's a big day in Las Vegas. school capitals. That's just how I feel about it. I just, you know, I don't know what's going to happen tonight. It might be a little rough because we still got injury issues and they're going to be pumped up. But man, how sweet will it be if we beat them in their own barn?
That'd be wonderful.
How sweet would that be? Maybe Boy Reeves, maybe Carrier. Somebody puts a nice hit on Mr. Ovechkin.
Yeah. Take him out.
This could be fun.
It could be.
We could also lose 7-1. I'm just saying. Yeah. I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know. No, it'll just be interesting. 5 o'clock this afternoon, NBC Sports Network. If you're searching
right.
for the game.
All right.
By the way, the only thing that bums me out, no Gosher, no 90. Oh, wait, it might be Gosher. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it'll be on
game,
NBC
yeah.
Sports Network. Yeah, right. I don't know. But my guess is we don't get Gosher and 90, which, you know, those are our guys.
Yeah.
Already, God, are we already almost up to Spence's challenge and a good feeling story of the day?
Yes, sir.
And right big fat bribe. Good Lord, we better get going. Davey the Show Killer, who is going to play who in the room?
That would be P1 Anna Munoz from the Southwest.
Hello, Anna Munoz.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Would you
be
so kind as to bless us with a number between 1 and 250?
50.
50?
Yes.
50. Anna, who in the room would try to guess somebody else's email password to hack into their account?
Kayla.
You said that so quickly.
Really quick.
And like, you thought about that before. Why? I'm curious.
Yeah,
like,
why? Yeah, why Kayla?
Because Kayla likes to find things out. Kayla is not going to sit back and just let things be. But she has to get the details.
Yeah,
but
that would also be breaking some sort of code or rule or law.
Oh, that's true.
No, it's my
Spence.
Buddy Spence.
Yeah.
At first, I was the same as you. I giggled, and then I thought Kayla. But then I immediately went, no, that's Spence all day, every day.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I got to be honest. If I sense anyone in this room is talking mess, I will find out. I will
find
out.
Davey, are you Team Spence?
I'm Team
one?
Spence. Yep.
Have you ever tried to guess somebody's email password to hack into their account?
No, that's just...
You've done other dirty work, but not like that.
Not like that. It takes too much work, and you know, what am I going to... That's just... It's like pointless. I'm not a hacker.
Give us another one between 1 and 250, please.
99.
Who in the room? Number 99. The consultant asked one day, why do you have them? Why don't you just get straight to the question? Why don't you provide them with the questions? No, because this is more fun. Because it's like opening up a package. What's it going to be?
I don't know.
Because we don't know. I mean, we don't have them all memorized.
No.
Number 99. Who in the room gets the most hooked on game apps?
I'm going to say Chet.
That is a good guess right there.
Right?
It's 100% Chet.
And Spence is a close second.
Agree.
Oh, because he had Pokemon Go a couple of years ago. That's so different than, like, you have proclaimed that you are a gamer. That's the reason you can't have game systems.
No. I'm an obsessed competitor. I kind of hate video games. But if I start playing, I can't stop.
Yeah.
I cannot. I have no self-control.
I only have two. I have Candy Mania, which I'm not playing anymore. And I have Wordscapes.
But you've been that guy too. It's like, why were you in the bathroom? Are you tweeting? No, Candy Mania.
I wasn't playing Candy Crush.
Candy Mania. Yeah, we played four songs and some commercials. Where have you been, dog?
Yeah, but I'm on level 185, bro.
Yeah, woo! I've only bought four lives. Who do you have, Davey?
Chet. I've got you. And Spence a close second.
Dude, I played when Angry Birds became a thing.
That was your thing.
I played until 4 o'clock in the morning on vacation.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even that drunk. It's ridiculous. Give us one more, Anna, and then we'll let you go.
I want to say 180.
180.
Yes.
Hang on. 151. 173. Damn it. Who in the room always takes, this is too easy, who in the room always takes products back to the proper shelf at stores if they decide not to buy them?
Show Killer.
Really? Oh, no. That's
no?
He's number
he's got kids.
He's number three for me. So, but she said Show Killer. Kayla, who is it?
It's me.
Who's a close second?
Chet.
Is that an easy one? Yeah. And honestly, those might be interchangeable.
Yeah. Oh, it bothers me. And then the problem is that I'll see that people have left other things in the wrong shelf. They're like, oh, I don't need this anymore. And they'll leave it and I'll grab it because I know exactly where it goes in Target. And I'm like, I got to bring it back to that aisle.
You win. You win. Right. You win.
It's like,
and you know what she does? She wears the tan pants with a red polo. Just kind of odd. Like she works there.
Some days when she really wants to be part of the team.
Yeah.
Although.
I'm a joiner.
Now, in my own, I don't know why I'm lobbying for this.
Yeah.
Who busses tables at Buffalo Wild Wings? Me. I love it.
Oh, do you really?
You've never seen that?
No. We've only been to Beatdowns like twice together.
It's my thing.
Oh, wow.
It's my thing. I was doing it in Seattle to the point of where the manager came over and went, I'm not sure, but I think we're breaking some sort of health code here.
Yeah.
Because, no, I was busing other tables, not just my own.
Well, that's nice of you.
No, I'm just weird. I'd love to. It is nice, I guess, but that's not why I'm doing it. I just do it. And honestly, he goes, so are our people slow? I said, yeah, they need to, because I believe at Buffalo Wild Wings corporate, you know how they used to have like a busser kid?
Yeah.
And now they don't. People have to bus their own tables. And I just went, you know what? It's busy. It's football. And it's making my OCDs on fire right now.
He's also collecting the tips. I don't know if that affects your
decision. Okay.
I do not. I want to make that clear. I do not. All right, Anna, have fun seeing A Star Is Born. Have you yet?
Thank you so much. I have not. No.
Then enjoy that on us, and then hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll get those Lady Gaga tickets.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Excited.
Have a great day. All right, hang on one second.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Good feeling story of the day is coming up next. You will feel grateful. You might even be a little fired up after today's good feeling story of the day. This is one of those where, I mean, we hear a lot of these and you want to help.
Sure.
This is one that seems so easy. And I really think you can make a real difference. And on top of that, I've heard stories like it, but nothing exactly like it ever before.
Okay.
You're going to cry.
Oh,
you
no.
Will. You'll cry. So go get Kleenex. Don't put on your mascara yet.
Okay.
Good feeling story of the day coming up. Big fat bribe coming up. Spence's challenge coming up.
If you tie Spence, $123 in that terrible herb Spence's challenge jackpot. But if you beat him, you get a $1,000 bonus.
Believe it or not, all of that we believe in the next 15 minutes.
KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas. From the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. It's Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Davey the Show Killer. The Chet Buchanan Show. Radio.com station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Speaking of good feeling, I think I have the good luck charm that may push your Vegas Golden Knights to new heights tonight.
Okay.
All right.
As they take on the hated Washington Capitals. That's the awesome thing about hockey, too, is you end up just hating everybody.
Right?
Shark.
That's the awesome
King,
part.
Capital, Coyote, just because they exist. You end up hating a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Right.
Just forever Bruin.
I was trying to talk mess the other day about the Sharks to Alex Tuck, and he wasn't having it because I think they're not supposed to, like.
Like, what kind of mess?
We were talking about something, and I can't remember specifically, but I was trying.
What do you mean? Like, you were talking mess about. Oh, you were trying to get him to engage in talking mess?
No, I was saying something, and I can't remember how we got on the subject of it, but it was about burning the Sharks.
Well, that's a great story.
Yeah.
That's good. We'll save that for later.
Good.
Good feeling story of the day is a 15-year-old kid in Chicago named Josh Bangert recently noticed the vision in his left eye was a little blurry. And he and his parents thought that maybe he just needed glasses. But last month, he was diagnosed with something called Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy. And that means he's going blind. There's nothing anybody can do about it. He's 15.
Wow. No.
You know, there's no surgery. There's no medication. This is happening. Probably going to lose his vision by the end of the year. Obviously, he's devastated. His parents are devastated. Everybody's devastated. We're devastated.
Yeah.
It sucks. But he's been coming to terms with it. He says his faith has been a big help. And now he is on a mission between now and the end of the year to see as much as possible while he still can. So he made a bucket list of all the stuff that he'd like to cram in there before his vision goes. Stuff like Niagara Falls. Stuff like seeing a live NBA game. And now hundreds of random people online. $5. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jump in. They've stepped up and donated over $37,000 at last blush to help him see whatever he wants to see while he still can. Spence, will you look up on GoFundMe? Will you look up Help Josh See His Bucket List? Okay. So Josh doesn't know how much time he has, so he's already started. Sat front row, Gucci row, for a Bulls game last week.
Oh, nice.
Got to water ski for the first time. Last Friday, he flew to California to go see the mountains and to go see the ocean. Anything left over is going to go toward medical expenses and research. Again, the GoFundMe is Help Josh See His Bucket List. What's it up to now?
$37,980.
Oh, okay. So, man, these guys are on it. Either they're really on it or people are just slow donating. Good-looking kid.
Yeah, he is.
Looks to be a nice guy. And basically has till the end of the year. You know?
Wow.
To see everything he can see.
Oh, that's nice.
P1s, I don't know. I just kind of felt like this is one of those where we ought to step up. Just go throw $5 at it. GoFundMe. Help Josh see his bucket list.
That's awesome.
So it sucks, but it's, you know, this is the good feeling story of the day. So I think that we can, you know, turn this around a little bit. It's kind of a sad story.
Yeah.
But he's making the most of it, right?
I think so, yeah.
And this will put you in a good mood and hopefully help the Knights. So go, Knights, go.
Go, Knights, go.
Go, Knights, go. Go, Knights, go. Go, Knights, go. Go, Knights, go.
Go, Knights, go. Go.
Finally, the Golden Knights get the baby shark treatment. It's about time.
Oh, no.
Hockey's back. Do, 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 do. Hockey's back. Do, 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 do. Hockey's back. Do, 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 do. Hockey's back. Wild Bill's back, do 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 do. Wild Bill's back, do 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 do. Wild Bill's back, do 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 do. Wild Bill's back. England's back, do 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 do. England's back, do 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 do. England's back, do 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 do. England's back. Schmitty's not back, do 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 do. Schmitty's not back, do 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 do. Schmitty's not back, do 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 do. Schmitty's not back.
But soon.
Flowers back, do 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 do. Flowers back, do 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 do. Flowers back, do 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 do. Flowers back. Go Knights, go do 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 do. Go Knights, go do 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 do. Go Knights, go do 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 do. Go Knights, go.
Yeah, you're right. I hate you pretty much.
Becky Cannon Show, weekday mornings on 98.5 KLDC.com.
Wow. Sorry, Davey, there's a lot of ending on that I wasn't prepared for. My bad. And the only reason I hate Spence was just because it's got, you know.
It's the baby shark.
It's not going to leave now.
No.
It's going to be in my head all day. That turned out a lot more awkward at the end than I had hoped for. So, well, we'll just do this instead.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
All right, David the Show Killer, who's playing?
That'd be Elizabeth Kuroko from the Southwest.
So, Elizabeth, it's kind of easy to understand that each one of these answers is going to be a celebrity name.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, simple. Yeah. Five questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture ripped from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Final question. Will you be cootering today?
Not today.
Not you.
Not today.
Why would you? Why
You're
would
better
you?
Than that.
Not on a celebrity name game edition.
Not today. Definitely not today.
I did somewhat misspeak, though. It's not the final question. There's still five more questions to ask. 30 seconds is on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. So, Elizabeth, who did Tom Arnold get into a heated exchange with backstage at a talk show?
Megyn Kelly.
Who went on the radio and said that the NFL has become glorified college football?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Who publicly said she doesn't need her husband for anything?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Who tried to make a recipe from their new book and had it become an epic fail?
Martha Stewart.
And who grabbed headlines for saying that their sons, aged 14 and 11, drink wine with their dad?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Oh, no.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Triple cooter doo 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 doo. Triple cooter doo 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 doo. Triple cooter doo 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 doo. Triple cooter doo doo. Triple cooter doo doo doo. Yeah, you sir will need one.
Ah, thank you, Elizabeth.
One to keep the money safe. For the record, last time we're playing. This is the last time we're playing Spence's Challenge until next Tuesday.
Okay.
Just is. Don't ask questions. Same five questions.
I will not.
Same video. Yeah, you know what? We'll just leave it. We'll leave that cool. As it is. Yep. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time starts when I read the first one. Spence needs one to keep the cash safe. Who, sir, did Tom Arnold get into a heated exchange with backstage at a talk show?
Superman, Dean Cain.
Who went on the radio and said the NFL has just become glorified college football?
The GOAT, Brady, Tom.
Who said that she just doesn't even need her husband for anything?
It's Kaylee Cuoco.
Who tried to make a recipe from their new book and had it become an epic fail?
Chrissy Teigen.
Who grabbed headlines for saying that their sons, aged 14 and 11, drink wine with their dad?
James, LeBron.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Triple cooter doo 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 doo. Triple cooter doo 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 doo. Triple cooter doo 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 doo. Triple cooter. Sorry, Elizabeth.
At least I got a song.
Right? Elizabeth Crocker. Elizabeth Crocker. Elizabeth Crocker. Elizabeth Crocker. Elizabeth Crocker. Damn you, Spence. I hate you so much right now.
I kind of like this. It's kind of fun.
Listen, he's been trying to push the baby shark agenda for a few weeks.
Right.
And we've resisted. We have.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't protested or anything like that, but we've resisted.
Yeah.
And now, because this is why. Because I knew once the door was open, we'd never be able to close it again.
And everything ends with doot-doot-doot-doot for now.
I was going to say, can you baby shark everything then?
Oh, my God, yes.
Paper, cut doot-doot-doot-doot-doot, paper. No.
Yeah,
no.
Curly fries, doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. Yeah, everything. No. Purple polo.
I'm gonna come over. Do you like it? It's lovely. I'm wearing purple because my Huskies are gonna beat Davie's Oregon Ducks on Saturday.
Probably. Yeah.
Probably.
Let's get to the results here. Who did Tom Arnold get into a heated exchange with backstage at a talk show? Elizabeth said.
Megyn Kelly.
Spence said.
Superman Dean Cain.
Superman Dean Cain. True. It's true. I guess they hugged it out at the end.
Yeah, they're all good.
Somebody said though it looked like Tom might pounce, and it also looked like that would be a bad idea for Tom.
Yeah.
Who went on the radio and said that the NFL has become glorified college football? Elizabeth said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence said.
The GOAT, Tom Brady.
GOAT, Tom Brady. And if Tom Brady says it, it shall be so.
And booyah!
Really quick, though. It is glorified college football, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, really, you go from college to NFL,
it used to be a different game, like different offenses and different things like that. But now, pros are running the same stuff they do in college now. It used to be the other way around. Who said that she doesn't need her husband for anything? Elizabeth said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter don't need his husband for nothing.
No.
Spence said.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Kaylee Cuoco is correct.
Booyah, booyah, booyah.
Her husband's rich kid, and she's like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm an independent woman. We have an independent relationship.
Oh, interesting.
What were you going to say, Elizabeth?
Nothing. Okay. Nope, nothing.
He was going to say, Kaylee Cuoco, do 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 do. Kaylee Cuoco, do 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 do.
Kaylee Cuoco. Oh, we're not going all the way through? All right, fine.
That's the point.
When I do it, we go all the way through. Who tried to make a recipe from their new book and had it become an epic fail? Elizabeth said?
Martha Stewart.
Good guess. Spence said?
Chrissy Teigen.
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh.
I guess she had some sort of cookbook and was like went on Instagram and then showed, hey, if you're not careful, this recipe fails.
Oh, okay.
For like a burnt brie or something thing. I don't know what it is. But anyway, still 3-0 Spence. And who grabbed headlines for saying that their son aged, or their sons aged 14 and 11, drink wine with their dad? Elizabeth said?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter. Jim Bob Cooter. Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence said?
LeBron. Well, James, LeBron.
James, LeBron. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said, they drink what we drink at the table. We drink wine. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. Don't blame their mom. Blame me. Fine, there. Nice. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And for Spence, that is one, and two, and three, and four.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kind of an interesting makeup or breakup. So here's the email in its entirety. I've been dating a girl for a few months. Dude named Chuck, he's 30. I asked him, I don't know why. All of a sudden, it was very important to me how old he was.
What maturity level? I get that.
I think. I've been dating a girl for a few months. There's only one problem. If we sleep in the same bed, she tosses and turns all night long and cannot sleep. She told me she's always had an issue about sharing a bed with a guy. It's not just me. She just can't do it. Apparently, it is some sort of mental block. So either I sleep on the couch while she sleeps on the bed, or the other way around. I read up on it, and I guess it's pretty common.
Is that...
I've had Amy get up and go to the other room on occasion, but she thinks she's bothering me.
Right.
And she worries that it'll, you know, that because we get up at 3 a.m. or 2:40 or whatever you want to call it, whenever the golden retriever decides he has to pee and eat.
So she's trying to be courteous.
I'm not bitter at all.
So she's trying to be courteous and make sure that you can get well rested.
Yeah, but I've snored her out of the room a couple of times too. I'm pretty sure of it.
Okay.
But it's once a quarter. Right. Once a quarter. Do you guys sleep in the same bed every night, Davey?
No.
Oh!
Mainly due to the kids.
Just to be, all of a sudden I turn the music down, I've turned around, I'll put my feet up on the counter, I'm listening, sir.
Yes, mainly due to the kids, because I've got two boys, 3 and under, and getting them to stay down and asleep all night is always a chore. So we split to conquer the night so we can get some sleep too.
Didn't your parents, aren't you adult enough that your parents said, you get out of that bed again, I will put you to sleep. You never got that?
Yes, I did.
And I laid there out of fear.
and then just
passed out. Finally got bored and passed out.
Yeah, it's different now.
Yeah, and a lot of our friends do this too, where they got younger kids and they'll just divide to conquer the night, and one parent in one area of the house or with one kid, and then other parent with the other kid.
Chet and Amy, why don't you guys ever have children?
There you go.
That's why.
Yeah, among other things,
we'd go to jail.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the last time. Well, yes, I can. The last time that Winnie and I both slept in the same bed was the night of we went to a wedding of Jersey that used to work here. That
was because that was 6 months ago.
Because we had a baby, we had the in-laws watch the kids for the whole night. That's the last time.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. This is reality in our house right now.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I'm shocked. I did not expect this. Sleep in the same bed, yeah?
Yeah, but I'll tell you this, Chuck, this is a win, man. Total win.
How is this
I want to expand on that later.
Yeah.
In a minute.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a common problem. You and Buddy sleep in the same bed, yeah?
Yeah, we do.
Queen-size bed. Damn.
Oh, that's right.
They're all up in each other's business all night.
Yeah, neither one of you are
You have
diminutive.
A queen-size bed.
Yeah, but I'm looking at him. He's waifish.
I'm petite.
He is.
Buddy would take up my whole bed. I'd have to sleep on Buddy. Like a float.
Yeah. You know what? And I'd be happy to do. I would be
Bud,
warm.
I love you. I'm sorry.
I would be warm and comforted.
I'll tell you right now, this morning, I was hanging off the edge, and then the dog is laying against me, and then Buddy's in the middle of the bed just, like, making an X with his body.
Because they know. Because as a human, you'll move. Right? I do. I wake up in the morning. Sometimes I'm like, God, why does my back hurt? And it's because I realize I've been contorting myself around the 10-pound Yorkie.
Right? You don't realize you're doing it.
I don't want to bother him. Kidding me, dude.
Why I don't have dogs.
Let me finish up with Chuck really quick. One of my friends even admitted that he and his wife sleep in separate beds, and it works for them. Mm-hmm. To me, sleeping in the same bed is a big part of intimacy. Is this going to cause problems for the two of us? I want to know if other people have issues with sharing a bed with someone and how they fixed it. Spence believes that Chuck needs to stop complaining.
Yeah,
that's... I mean, in a base fashion.
Wow, what a lucky guy.
Yeah, that he's lucking out. I'm interested.
Kidding me?
I'm interested. Is this a deal breaker? It would be a deal breaker for me.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, it'd be a deal breaker for me.
Okay.
I mean, what's the point otherwise?
I would try to look for solutions more than break up immediately just because.
Well, I don't know. I mean, a few months in.
Okay.
This is when you find stuff out.
Listen, that is a deal breaker for you. I just wouldn't think that jumping, like tossing and turning. Everyone does it. If you have a bad dream, you toss and turn.
It's not that. It's she can't sleep with somebody else. It's the tossing and turning, whatever. She can't sleep with somebody else in the bed. So that's it. That's your life. That's your life moving forward. But
awesome.
Now, we talked about doing a bit called Flipping Chet, where you convinced me to change my mind because I'll listen to reason.
Yeah.
You know, and I've done it before. I've gone, you know what? I was wrong. We've talked about doing a bit called Flipping Chet. This may be the, what do they call that? The test?
The pilot. The pilot episode of Flipping Chet.
We're going to see how it does, see if it draws an audience, see if we're going to buy a full season worth of episodes.
Yes.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Chuck has been dating a girl for a few months, and she can't sleep with somebody else in the bed. So either he sleeps on the couch while she sleeps on the bed or the other way around. He's found out that it's a fairly common thing. It's Davey and Wendy because of the kids.
Yeah.
I'm dumbfounded. He's worried. Here's the thing. If you're worried now, I don't know that that gets better. Maybe it does. But Spence thinks that this guy's should just shut up about it and enjoy it.
Tons of dude listening right now going, Chuck, I'll switch places with you in a second.
Really?
Why?
You would grow. No, that's not true. You would grow so lonely if Steph wasn't there every night.
No, I wouldn't. Listen, so you go to bed and maybe you get busy, okay?
Sure.
No cuddling. Nothing. You just go back to your bed and just sleep. You just sleep. And then on nights where she's like, I have a headache, you just go to your bed and take your porn tablet and then you go to sleep. How beautiful of a situation is this? You're going to sleep like a baby all the time. And if you snore, you're not waking her. If you toss and turn, you're not waking her. If you decide at 2 a.m. you want to watch Skinamax, you can because you're not going to wake her. Chuck, quit complaining. This is awesome.
You seem to be focused on one aspect of this. You and yourself and some sort of visual stimulant.
And I'm a diagonal sleeper. So this would be awesome.
That is a plus to sleeping by yourself is you get to sleep in the middle of the bed and not have to worry about anything.
Make up, Chuck. Never speak of it again. Enjoy your time.
I like being with Amy.
I do too. And then at a certain point, I would like my own bed. That'd be awesome.
I'm going to get all romantical and weird right now, but I like hearing her breathe.
That's weird.
It's
not weird. It's romantic.
It's very sweet.
It's nice.
It's very, very sweet.
I hope she doesn't.
I just feel like they haven't. I don't feel like they should break up. I don't know the solution. That's the problem. It's like if she can't, it doesn't matter the size of the bed. It doesn't matter what the bed does. Like, you know. At some point, they have to be able to sleep together, and that's not going to happen.
So. Mary, you said find a solution. Do you know what that solution is?
It depends on her. For me, I love to cuddle, even though I never liked sleeping in the same bed with anyone. And this was as a child growing up with, you know, cousins sleeping over. So my fiance will hug me and cuddle with me, and I'll fall asleep, and then it's fine. And when I start tossing and turning, he'll roll over and snuggle with me, and then I go right back to sleep. So there's a solution. There might be a hidden history that he doesn't know about. Mm-hmm. So if he cares about her, don't walk away. Work through it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't give up on it. Try to work with her on it at least. Don't just throw it all away because she can't find that solution, I guess.
Tiffany says, Spence is right. Spence is right. Spence is right.
Not singing that song.
Spence is right. Spence.
I'm not singing that song.
Go ahead, Tiff.
Well, me and my husband sleep in separate beds, but we sleep in the same room. We have two different beds in the same room.
My grandparents did this. They had two twin beds.
My grandparents did it too. Yeah. Now that you
mentioned
it.
Apparently, I'm abusive in my sleep.
I'm abusive in my sleep.
He does not like to wake up with black eyes or anything. So we got two queen size beds, and they're in our room. And when we want to watch TV and cuddle, we sleep in one bed and cuddle. And then when it's time for bed, separate.
Yeah. You know what, Spence? You're right. My grandparents did it too.
Yeah. Grandparents,
I can hear him breathe. I know he's there.
It's like a hotel room. You get two queen beds.
My grandfather had to sleep all the way across their house in like a separate room because he snored so loud. And my grandma.
Well, so they were okay then?
They were okay. I mean, they slept together when they were younger, but then he developed, like, when he got older, that snoring. And
So you were saying that this is okay or not okay?
I don't think it's okay to start.
That's right. You want to work through it.
Yeah.
God, you brought up the grandparents thing, and that, man, then who am I to go against my grandparents? They're the most wonderful people I've ever known.
Older generations, they know what's up.
They went through the wars, dude. They, you know?
Twin beds. My grandma and grandpa. Twin beds.
Older generation.
That's hilarious.
They know what's up. It's not like a marketing slogan. Angie, what do you think?
I mean, isn't the important part that they're in the bedroom together to do the hibbity-dibbity? But who cares what the sleeping arrangement is afterwards?
I care.
No,
I do.
Why?
I care.
He wants to hear her breathe.
I want to sleep with my wife. I want to sleep with my wife.
That's the whole thing.
Well, guess what? What if she has, like, a past trauma and that's why she can't? How insensitive to force her to sleep in the same bed.
Maybe I just go find somebody who'll sleep with me.
The only thing that worries about me about this whole thing is that Chuck really sounds a lot like you in mentality wise. So if you can't get past it, now I'm really seeing his side. If he can't get past it, then I don't know how they get past this at all.
She just needs to find a dude then who's down with hooking up and then bye, go sleep somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe it's not him that needs to find somebody else. Maybe it's her. You know what I mean?
Or Chuck needs a side piece and just go. Okay, I'm gonna leave now. I'm going to my girlfriend's house.
No,
or he needs one of them hug pillows.
Oh, a big full size hug pillow.
He needs a hug pillow.
Yeah, with Nicolas Cage's face on it.
My wife has one.
Oh, does she?
Because I get hot and sweaty and fat and hairy and all that. So after a while, she's like, I can't.
Can I tell you a secret?
No.
I've always wanted to buy a pregnancy pillow, but then I feel like people are going to be, like, judgy of me for having a pregnancy pillow.
What is a pregnancy pillow?
It's the one that, like, circles around you and you can hug it. And I've always wanted
it. It's not the thing you wear to make you look like you're pregnant?
No.
Morales says it's the best.
Yeah.
It is. It's so good. I still sleep with it because I don't sleep with Timmy because we have a demon baby who sleeps in bed and ruins our life. But cuddle with the pregnancy pillow.
You're such a good mom. I love you so much. We have a demon baby.
Yeah, that's true.
Worse. Don't have kids.
And you had two. Way to go.
I make poor life choices. Okay.
You're the best. We love you. Have a good day.
Have a good one. Bye.
I miss her. We haven't seen her in a minute. Isabel, final thought. Deal breaker. You say get out.
Yes. It's done. I work two jobs. My husband works all day. That's all you want to do at night. Get together, get some rest, have a talk. I don't want to separate from him. We have three kids, so we're always on the go. That's the time to be together.
Oh, that's a good point. It's a really good point.
And right now they don't have any kids. They have nothing blocking that intimacy.
So it's only going to get worse.
Except, yeah, so exactly. It'll only get
then
worse.
They're not going to make no kids.
That's what I worried about. Well, I think that part's okay. But the that was the part that I worried about. When he says to me, comma, sleeping in the same bed is a big part of intimacy. And I kind of went, God.
It sure is.
But it sounds like he's already, you know, kind of out of it.
I mean, I only sleep like 3-4 hours a night because I have 2 jobs. So, I mean, he waits for me up sometimes 2-3 in the morning just so I get home.
That's really sweet.
You're upset, too. Aww. All right. Thank you, Isabel. For the record, I agree with you. For the record. I do.
You guys have a good day today.
You too.
The Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLJC.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, today, 5 o'clock this afternoon, make sure you get everything wrapped up. Make sure you're in a place where you got your full, you know, powers of concentration. Cause nighttime. Golden Knights in Washington to take on the Capitals. They're going to be fired up. We still have a number of injuries. I think sometimes, I know it's only 3 games into the season. Three?
This will be the fourth.
Sometimes you got to take dramatic measures. You got to do something to try and, you know, shake things up.
Change the mojo.
Change the mojo. And who better to do that than...
Finally, the Golden Knights get the baby shark treatment. It's about time.
Oh, no.
Hockey's back. Wild Bill's back. England's back. Schmitty's not back.
But soon.
Flowers back.
Go Knights, go! Hey, David the Show Killer, who's contestant number one?
Tracy Housley.
Tracy Housley, is that what you said?
Yes.
Hey, Trace.
Hey.
What's your buzzer going to be?
Bing bong.
I like it. And contestant number two, please.
Courtney Otega.
Courtney, what buzzer are you doing today?
I'm going to do woo.
Excellent. Okay. Spence is the final judge on who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned.
Thank you.
And as for questions, here is question number one.
Who hosted the AMAs last night? Tiffany Haddish, Tracee Ellis Ross, or Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Woo!
Courtney.
Tiffany Haddish.
Was it Tiffany Haddish? Why, no,
no.
It was not.
Tracy, was it Tracee Ellis Ross or Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
I'm just going to go with the one because it's my name, Tracy.
Tracy guesses Tracy, and Tracy guesses right.
Good job.
1-0 Tracy.
So Lana Del Rey got into a huge Twitter fight yesterday with who? Azalea Banks, Iggy Azalea, or SZA?
Bing bong.
There we go with Tracy.
Izzy?
Tracy says, did you say Izzy?
Yeah.
Not one of the options, but I'm going to guess you meant Iggy, and we're going to say no.
Courtney, was it Azalea Banks or SZA?
Was it SZA?
Why? No, it was not. No, it was not. Tracy has a one-zip lead. heading into the all-important third and final question. I got to be honest. I think we should keep this one simple. And we'll just make this worth two big, giant game-winning points.
Very perceptive, Chad.
Yeah, thank you.
So who took home Artist of the Year and performed at last night's AMAs? Drake, Bruno Mars, or Taylor Swift?
Woo!
That is Courtney.
Was it Drake?
Was it Drake for the win? If Courtney gets it right, she wins. If Courtney gets it wrong, Tracy wins. Dramatic pause. Really dramatic pause.
Yeah.
No, no, no. It was Taylor Swift. So Tracy wins. Sorry, Court.
It's okay.
It's all right. I thought you made a mediocre effort right there.
Yeah,
you guys both
were amazing.
You got a lot to be proud of right now.
Wow.
Thank you.
No, but did you have fun?
Yeah.
We had fun. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
All right. Have a great day. Bye, Courtney.
And Tracy, it's like getting into the NFL playoffs with a 7-9 record. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I don't know when this room got so tough.
Love you, Tracy. Mean it.
Four tickets for Bonnie Screams. You can go whenever you want, but just know that Kayla's going to be there from 5 to 7 on Friday, so obviously we'd love to see you.
Love you guys.
Love you back. And by the way, zombie paintball. Seriously.
Dude, it's such a good time.
What else do you need to know? And Tracy Housley, she is today's champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first...
That is so random.
Chet Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
In the history of Slinkies, more than 300 million Slinkies have been sold.
That's crazy.
If you uncoiled them and joined them together, they would go around the earth more than 126 times.
Wow.
Right? Just the thought of that job makes my
being
brain
the
hurt.
Slinky uncoiler?
Yeah, and then...
For all 300 million of them? LeBron James and Steph Curry, great basketball players.
Yes.
Know what else they have in common?
What?
Both born at Akron General Medical Center in Akron, Ohio.
Huh.
38 months and 14 days apart.
Oh, cool.
Huh. That is crazy.
Huh. That's the word for the day on the randoms.
Huh.
That's good. That's how you know they're good randoms. There is at least one U.S. city named after every single one of the planets, except Uranus. And you will go, wait a minute. I remember you did a story a few weeks ago about a place called Uranus, Missouri. It's not a real town. It's just a name that a bunch of shops used to draw in tourists. And some guy was changing the name of the nearby newspaper to be the Uranus Examiner, to make dopes like me laugh. But there's not really a place called Uranus. There's not.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, by the way. Arnold Schwarzenegger made $21,429 for every single word he said in Terminator 2 Judgment Day. He only said 700 words, and he made $15 million. So it's $21,429. So by my calculations...
Hasta la vista, baby.
$85,716 right there.
Wow.
My calculations are correct, and I believe they are. Almost $86,000 for that.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Uh-huh.
Baby.
And by the way, the word escalate comes from the word escalator and not vice versa. The escalator was invented in the late 1800s. Well, how did they know it was an escalator then? You know what I mean? If you weren't already able
they
to escalate.
Just gave it a random name.
Yeah, maybe the guy invented the name was named James Escalate.
Oh.
Who knows?
Don't know. And now he's like, this is called the escalator.
Well, it was invented in the late 1800s, and the word escalate originated in 1922.
Oh.
According to this.
Well, that's interesting.
I guess it is.
That word's less than 100 years old.
Oh, make bets. You see an escalator. Which came first? Escalator. And they'll go, escalate. You're like, no, wrong. Pay me.
The greatest person in the world.
Davey, I'm just interested in what you're doing over here. Because
he's
working in secret. And, I'm sending you something to play. And then, I don't know if it's going to play or not. And I looked at it. Well, yeah, it's going to play. What are you doing?
So the thing with kids is, yes, they can be a pain in the butt. But when they do something cool and unique... and you record them, it never seems to go the way you want it to go. And they usually do the cute and unique stuff before you record.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is my nephew, Benny, in Portland, and my sister, and he was doing Havana. He was singing the Havana song perfect before she hit record. And last night, this is what he did when she
Havana,
hit record.
Havana, ooh, na, na. Just do it like you just did. Havana, ooh, na, na.
It's so true with kids, though.
Havana.
The minute you get the phone out or a recording device and you're ready to record them, they just flip to whatever they want to do.
Earlier in the show, Angie was talking about her demon child. I think we found it.
Wait, but that wasn't what he was doing before?
No, he was singing it. She said he was doing it perfect. Havana, na, na. He was doing it perfect.
Yeah.
And then she goes, then he stopped and he's playing there on the floor and... Yeah, he just goes, the minute he looks up and sees that she's holding her phone, yeah, he just goes.
To do the rock version.
But you know what? Just for his unique personality and him showcasing himself, Benny, you is.
The greatest person in the world.
I'm so mad. I got to go back and find it. You know what it reminded me of was the parrot singing Rihanna.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The parrot singing Monster.
The parrot was Chucky.
That's right.
Forgot about that.
All right, Kayla, what you got?
There is a guy in Portland, Maine. His name's Kenneth Caprone. And he noticed there's a guy, I guess, a big housing shortage issue in this part of Maine. And he noticed that there was a decommissioned old cruise ship sitting in the port there. So he had the brilliant idea of maybe making this a housing development for people that needed it in the meantime. So with the approval of a bunch of different shareholders of the ship or whatever, he is in the middle of getting a $250,000 grant to go in and gut this place and make it livable for people that need temporary housing. So I think that's kind of cool. Kenneth Caprone, keep the good work, bud. You is.
Yeah,
the greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Go ahead, Spence.
I don't know if this qualifies as the greatest person, but when a celebrity does something that we all should do, you know, like if there's an accident, you pull over to make sure the people are okay. There are a lot of normal folk that just drive on by and they don't care. I guess in Southern California yesterday in Newport Beach, Kobe Bryant's driving, and dang, car ran a stoplight and hit another car. Of course, it was Newport Beach, so it was a Tesla and a Maserati.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah, right?
But Kobe did pull over and got out of his car. There are photos on TMZ of him making sure that both drivers were okay. Nobody was arrested and whatever. But, you know, it seems like...
That's really cool.
Kobe's a pretty good guy. So for today, Kobe, you win.
The greatest person in the world.
By the way, if you think they're the greatest person in the world, then they're the greatest person in the world.
Yeah.
That's you know.
Sure.
There's no review board on the greatest person
in
the world.
I always hesitate with if it's just something that we all should do.
Nah, man. If you like it, then that's good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
greatest person. I'm sorry. Were you talking?
It's
all jokes. It's all just jokes.
Ouch, baby.
Please. Please. No, I'm going to tell you about a little 5-month-old baby.
Oh, okay.
And he's the greatest person in the world.
Why?
Well, he's a 5-month-old baby from Canada. In this world that we live in today, any time that you can set any sort of world record, I think that's just even, it's ratchet. I've had a fascination with world records since I was a little kid. I used to sit and read the Guinness Book of World Records. Like all that was my thing.
Okay.
So there's a 5-month-old baby from Canada about to become the youngest person ever to visit all 50 states. Both parents got parental leave after she was born, and she was only 8 weeks old when the road trip started. So.
You know, we don't buy a lot of things. We really value experiences. We were in North Dakota, and we were just playing in the park, and she was just laughing so hard. Just that kind of stuff is really memorable. And she did her first role when we were in Iowa. So we're just, like all these places in America, we're never going to forget them because she's hit so many milestones across the country.
I just think it's cool.
That is
cool. I just think it's cool. How many states have you been to, if you had to guess?
12, 13 maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yep. Maybe if that.
Yeah, somewhere.
I don't even know if I'm double digits. I ought to be.
You totally are.
Yeah, I am. You're right. But still, a 5-month-old baby making it all cool. 50.
All 50. We haven't done that.
Ridiculous. Way to go, 5-month-old giggling baby. You just might be.
The greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
I like us better when we're with her. Who's on the phone?
Chloe Chung from Spring Valley.
Chloe.
Hey, guys.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Good.
How's that guy you're marrying?
Oh, he's fine.
His name's Jeff. I know his name's Jeff.
I'm sorry,
it's
what? Just,
it's funnier. It's funnier to go this way. So, bombshell on the show today. What did we learn that we never knew before?
Davey and his wife haven't slept in the same bed since Jersey's wedding, March 31st.
Okay, as a, right? As a soon-to-be newlywed, can you even imagine?
No, like, we have been talking about that, and we're afraid to have kids.
Because you want to continue to sleep in the same bed. Yeah, I mean, just get a big bed, you're fine.
No, she's heard all the different things about kids on her show. Is that what you mean, Chloe?
Yeah.
They were scaring you away from kids.
We just want to have dogs.
Well, then just,
you guys are good dog parents.
Or just do it right. You know? No, but if you hear stuff and you go, oh my God, this is terrible, then just do it. You know what? They're your kids. Raise them how you want.
Yeah.
We can talk more about that later. Yeah. So tell Jeff we said, hey, we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival tickets for those. And then we'll get her and Jeff all set up for all the stuff that's going on out at Lake Las Vegas. Again, the Las Vegas Metro Police Canine Trials. Those are happening at Orleans Arena on Sunday.
Okay.
But there's events all around it this weekend. So, for example, again, register for the Viva La Paz Lake Las Vegas Wet Pet 5K and Doggy Paddle. And you can do that at lakelasvegas.com.
All right.
I think we've done all the damage we probably should have done
Agreed.
For today.
Sure.
So why don't we get out of here? We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Night
go, Knights, go! See you tomorrow, P1s.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.